So where should we begin? Maybe we should begin at the beginning. Sounds fine to me. Dinosaurs came in all colors. They were creatures with different features, had teeth to eat ya. They made beds called nests and laid eggs after they had sex inside them. Whether they ate plants or meat is how you could divide them. In the Flintstones, they used to ride them with tails particularly good for sliding. But in real life, they probably didn't go down like that. They probably didn't sound like that, but maybe close. If we are to believe Noah, they didn't really know how to make boats, and they drowned like that. Via paleontology, fossils is how they mostly found, like that. Bones in the stones, as if you soil dig. But if you oil rig, they warm up the homes, power up the cars. In Jurassic Park, it was a zone full of clones. They say their death came from the stars. An asteroid flew down and blowed up the grown. The babies too, the whole family. The entire Brady crew bit the dust like food from the floor. Just imagine, one day, all the Crunchyrolls was just removed from the store. And not just shooed off the stage, but booed off the tour. If they had lawyers, they could have sued some for sure. Class actions, when that happens, you know the rules. Objection sustained, raptor snapping gets overruled. Respect the court, this ain't your condo in Toronto. They ran in packs, brontosaurus ran in herds. Pterodactyls was the birds. The prehistoric conceptual source of the Mighty Morphin combo. Word, it gets rangerous. Come hit the museum if you wanna hang with us. But mostly just the skeletons. Now if you wanna use brain case space as a metric for intelligence, then Tyrannosaurus Rex wasn't the smartest of the smartest. But you won one in box with the short arm carnivorous martial artist. You ain't gotta be the sharpest saw to slice the sausage, or the largest ninja star in all of Harlem to carve a part into a target. If we arguing, they say they where we get chickens from. So which came first, ancestors or the chicken son? Skulls, flows, crossroads like tips and thumbs. And Bruce Lee's gi, tell me to freeze, I might kick your gun. Call it surviving the ice age. Reptilian, how old? About 242 million. Post-Cretaceous, the status was basically wiped from the face of our favorite little ball in the skies. Some are small, some are tall, some are crawl, some are fly. But we gotta thank them all, cause without them, we wouldn't have the malls of Dubai. But they also kinda gave us all a climate change. I ain't trying to blame, I'm just saying. Sometimes they go by their science names. Megalosauridea, or Sauropodomorpha, whatever you wanna call them, whether it be Grimlock, Yoshi, or Earl Sinclair. Just remember it one time, this whole world was theirs.